I hear Johnny Knoxville's Tennessee drawl before I see him. I'm gonna get ya, he barks, part children's entertainer, part axe murderer, as he chases the small child of one of his entourage down the hotel corridor. Where's my little honey bunny? His infectious cackle and her giggling shrieks ricochet into the room where I am waiting to meet him. Knoxville has been provoking shock and delight for 22 years, ever since his TV show Jackass first aired on MTV. The formula was beautifully simple. A ragtag group of skateboarders and oddballs with a punk rock aesthetic film themselves undertaking painful, grotesque DIY stunts. No context necessary. Audiences tuned in for the backyard suburban anarchy, but stayed for the gang's camaraderie. It was absurd and puerile. The New York Times dismissed the film that followed the TV series as a documentary version of Fight Club, shorn of social insight, intellectual pretension, and cinematic interest. Not many would have described Knoxville and Co. as visionaries when they started hitting each other in the testicles for laughs. But years before YouTube or Twitter, let alone the Kardashians or TikTok, it showed where culture was heading, towards reality TV and would-be celebrities putting themselves in danger for viral footage, towards the constant documenting of our lives for content.